and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're almost done with Mark. We're in chapter 16 with verses 9 through 13. We'll be finishing up the Gospel of Mark in the next couple of days, making a decision to move on to something else in the New Testament. I think I have one more gospel to finish. But today we're in verses 9 through 13 in chapter 16 for our practice. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions, who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. The disciples of Jesus were seemingly afraid. Coupled with Peter's denial, they seemed to waver as the women rallied around him at the cross, continuing to minister to him as they had done not only his mother Mary, but the once demon-possessed Mary Magdalene, who received this honor with much disregard by the others, yet being adamant he had talked to her one-on-one. Their belief comes soon, when he appears to them all at once, giving way to a great commissioning of sharing the gospel with the world. This is where the church came from, the very beginning. They were scared, yet still they were anointed by Jesus face to face, allowing salvation to be received as Jesus forgave them all, even the ones who didn't believe. Redemption firsthand is something special one must embrace to receive, for Jesus will commission you once you truly see him as one with you, no matter the situation, considering him first while others continue to disagree, that he even walked or continues to talk to you and to me. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am so sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julie and Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who has brain cancer. We lift up Holy Mother Church as we do each day. We pray for our Holy Mother. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6. Verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 16, verses 9 through 13. Today we have a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Demons 7 Once Ran Away From Her. Day first appearing, a girl to appease. Magdalene Mary received him to see. Demons 7 once ran away from her because of he, running to tell companions who would hesitantly disagree. Believe not, did they, unable to appease. Alive was he to see. Country walkers would tell of seeing he. Believe not, did they, to unequivocally disagree. Amen. I'm Thomas Shaw Cruz Williams. It's November 27, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, I close often in a disclosure from our not-for-profits supporter. We're supported by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today across the world. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. Thanks again for joining us across the world as we lift up the Word of God and share what it means to be redeemed. Practice, prayer, and proclamation of living God first. Amen. We close at 7:11 this morning. Well, thank heavens for 7-Eleven, our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. As we close in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.